Good morning. My name is Nathan Zassman, and you're listening to Zassman Plays the Classics, brought to you every Sunday at 8 a.m. on UMFM Radio 101.5 FM. Today is my third program in my new series, where I'm choosing a different orchestral instrument for a series of programs. I'll discuss all the orchestral instruments with virtuoso performers playing the most well-known compositions for each instrument. One of the lesser-known orchestral instruments, the English horn, is a double reed instrument in the oboe family that's 1.5 times longer than the oboe. It has a pear or onion-shaped bell at the bottom and a more mellow, almost vocal quality that's darker in tone and lower in pitch than the oboe. Olivier Messiaen was a French composer, organist, and ornithologist, and one of the major composers of the 20th century. Born December 10, 1908, he entered the Paris Conservatory at the age of only 11 and was a professor of composition there from 1966 until his retirement in 1978. He taught many famous composers, including Pierre Boulez and Karlheinz Stockhausen. My first selection is the Vocalise by Olivier Messiaen, performed by Alison Teal, English horn.
Thank you.
Vocalise for English horn, composed by Olivier Messiaen, performed by English hornist Alison Teal. Antoine Reicha was a Czech-born composer who moved to France and became a naturalized French citizen. Reicha was born February 26, 1770 in Prague and died May 28, 1836 in Paris. This is the Scene for English Horn and Orchestra by Antoine Reicha, performed by Pedro Diaz English Horn and members of the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra.
Thank you.
Scene for English Horn and Orchestra by Antoine Reicha, performed by Pedro Diaz, English Horn, with members of the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. Vincent Persichetti was an American composer, teacher, and pianist. He was born June 6, 1915, and died August 14, 1987. A native of Philadelphia, he was a noted teacher of composition at the Juilliard School of Music. He composed the Concerto for English Horn and Strings, Opus 137, in 1977. Thomas Stacey is the English Horn soloist. Concerto for English Horn and String Orchestra, Opus 137 by Vincent Persichetti, performed by Thomas Stacey, English Horn. Paul Hindemith was a prolific German composer, violist, violinist, teacher, and conductor. He was born November 16, 1895, and died December 28, 1963. Hindemith composed some interesting and beautiful pieces for orchestra and was well known for composing sonatas for most of the orchestral instruments. I'm sure every trombonist has played the Hindemith Sonata for trombone and piano, which had a piano part that was more difficult than the trombone part, so it was always difficult for me to find a pianist who could play it when I was learning it. Hindemith composed the Sonata for English Horn and Piano, August 27, 1941. It's in six movements. This performance is by Alison Teal, the English horn soloist with the BBC Symphony. Sonata for English Horn and Piano by Paul Hindemith. Alison Teal was the English horn soloist. Jean Francais was a French neoclassical composer, pianist, and orchestrator known for his prolific output and vibrant style. He was born May 23, 1912, and died September 25, 1997, in Paris. He started composing when he was only 6 years old, and his early compositions were heavily influenced by Maurice Ravel. The famous teacher Nadia Boulanger encouraged Francais and considered him to be the best of her students. Boulanger was considered the most influential teacher since Socrates, and also taught just about every well-known 20th century composer, including Leonard Bernstein, Aaron Copland, Philip Glass, and Quincy Jones. This is the English Horn Quartet by Jean Francais, performed by the Marwood Ensemble.
Thank you. Thank you.
Quartet for English Horn by the French composer Jean Francais, performed by the Marwood Ensemble. The German composer and cellist Siegfried Barchet was born May 21, 1918, in Hamburg, Germany, and died April 17, 1982, in Stuttgart. This is the Concertino for English Horn, performed by English hornist Hans-Peter Weber, accompanied by the Stuttgart Radio Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Concertino for English Horn by the German composer and cellist Siegfried Barshe, performed by Hans-Peter Weber on the English Horn, accompanied by the Stuttgart Radio Symphony Orchestra. Arthur Honegger was born in France to Swiss parents, March 10, 1892. He lived most of his life in Paris and was a member of Les Six, a group of six French composers that included Darius Milhaud and Francis Poulenc. Here's an interesting piece of trivia. He married André Vorobourg, a pianist and fellow student at the Paris Conservatory, on the condition that they live in separate apartments because Honegger required solitude for composing. André lived with her mother, and Honegger visited them for lunch every day. They lived apart for the duration of their marriage, with the exception of 1 year from 1935 to 1936, when his wife André was injured in a car accident, and the last year of Honegger's life, when he was not well enough to live alone. Honegger was a prolific composer with a wide range of orchestral pieces, concerti, oratorios, operas, operettas, ballets, chamber music, and piano solo works. This is the Concerto da Camera for flute, English horn, and string orchestra, composed by Arthur Honegger in 1948 and performed by English horn soloist Heinz Holliger and flutist Aurel Nicolay with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Sir Neville Mariner.
Thank you. Thank you.
Concerto da Camera, composed by Arthur Honegger and performed by English horn soloist Heinz Holliger and flutist Aurel Nicolay, with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Sir Neville Mariner. Manuel de Falla was a Spanish composer and pianist and, along with Isaac Albéniz, Francisco Trega, and Enrique Granados, was one of Spain's most important musicians of the first half of the 20th century. Many feel he was Spain's greatest 20th century composer. He was born November 23, 1876, and died November 14, 1946. El Amor Brujo is a ballet de Falla composed in 1914, and the ritual fire dance is one of his most popular compositions. Here is an arrangement of the ritual fire dance and pantomime from El Amor Brujo, composed by Manuel de Falla and performed by Allison Teal, English horn.
Thank you.
I love the music of Manuel de Falla. That was Pantomime and the Ritual Fire Dance from the ballet El Amor Brujo by Manuel de Falla, arranged and performed by English horn soloist Alison Teal. This ends today's program, the third in my English horn series. Remember that you can listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts by going to zassmanclassics.com. And if you have any recommendations for future programs, or if you would just like to chat about music, my email address is music@zassman.com. My name is Nathan Zassman, and you've been listening to Zassman Plays the Classics, brought to you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Central Time on CJUM Radio, online at umfm.com, and at 101.5 on your FM radio dial. Tune in again next week for more music for the English horn.